sing it one more time. Just worship him tonight.
Oh, blessing and honor.
Rejoicing, Lord, and just in awe of you, Lord, the reality that even now we're seated in heavenly places, worshiping as your footstool, Lord. Lord, even right now as we do this, each heart, Lord, would you just be so exalted and magnified, and may the reality of you, Lord, be greater than anything else. Father, we just invite your presence here tonight and ask that you would come and minister yourself, minister your word, Lord, and just draw our hearts away from the things of this world into that place of reality with you, Lord. We just, again, we worship you, we bless you, we magnify you. I ask for tonight, you just grant each of us, Lord, a release from the cares and the worry, the weight of this world and the things that distract us, Lord. Just separate those things, Lord, from us, Lord. And may you be our reality. May you be magnified, so enlarged in each and every heart, Lord. Grant it, Father. Just as the song says, Lord, that everything would become a shadow in the light of you. Father, it's you and your children, it's you and your word that we're counting on tonight, Lord, that you administer to each one, Lord. I don't think any man feels capable or worthy. We're counting on you to minister, Lord, to preach. Grant it, Father. We just again give you all thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. Enjoy. Always appreciate the music and the worship. Nate, that was a beautiful special. Thank you so much. Everybody doing okay?
Amen.
All is well, right? By his grace. So good to see Noah. It's been a little while. God bless you. And you have a friend. So welcome. It's good to have you both. And we have someone in the back, a visitor, a guest. God bless you. Welcome. Oh, Lord is good. Amen. All the time. You know, I was just thinking of that song, I'm following Jesus one step at a time. And I think that's so good for us. So good for us to remember that. Doesn't say two steps, three steps, one step at a time. Just hold his hand and walk with him in the light one step at a time. And I think the enemy kind of comes and he's, you know, the battle, of course, we know is in the mind, and he can get us so worked up thinking about maybe two or three steps ahead, maybe what's around that next corner. And he tries to busy the mind, but you know what? Just hold his hand and walk with him one step at a time. So We're blessed, though. Amen. I think, you know, we're just, I was thinking also that the reality of this day that we're living in and the constant spiritual assault, the battle that we're facing, we know it's the greatest battle ever fought. Right here, in the mind. But there's something else. The greatest battle is also the greatest reward, the greatest victory, the greatest reality of redemption that we're now partaking of and entering into. So keep all these things in mind and keep ourselves balanced and just mindful of these things. So, amen. All right, well, just want to share some things tonight. How great is your God? How great is the trial around you? How great is the trouble? Are you focused on that, or are we focused on how great is our God? And may our hearts and minds and our vision be reset maybe tonight if we need it. I think we do every day, every moment. Reset, reset, reset. Look up, look up, look up. And so just tonight I wanted to take a little message and just draw us back into or cover, talk about the positive. The positive. This is not it. This is not it. And maybe for everybody, when we say that, you can maybe express it in different ways, positive and negative. There's the film analogy, but I don't even know. Do I have a, probably not. I think the example that I'll draw from is just the light. You know, light casting, light on an object casts a shadow. And the shadow looks like a hand, but that shadow is not my hand. This is my hand. So that, let's just keep that in mind as we go into these things. I know it's a simple reminder, but this world is not the positive. His world is. He is. His word is the positive. This is negative. So let's just kind of dwell on some of these things. If you would stand, we'll open up with a few verses, John chapter 14, the first one. Amen. Aren't you thankful? So this is good for us. I like how this starts even. Verse 1, John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Yes, Lord. And you know what? I think sometimes we need to speak back. We do get troubled. Speak to the enemy and speak to the worry. Speak to the fears and the doubts. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And that's really what we want to settle on. Verse 3, we'll read as well. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. We're not meant to stay down here. He's bringing us up higher. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 1. Thank you, Lord. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. There we go, a building of God. Amen. His work, his building. And house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, we sure do, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so, being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Amen. You can be seated. God richly bless you. And again, just want to dwell on some things tonight and remind ourselves, you know, the apostle, it's in 2 Peter, I believe, I said, I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. So we're just in remembrance, memory mode tonight, looking into the scriptures and reminding ourselves who we are, what we are, what we're called to. This world is negative. That's the positive. And when we can just keep that in mind. You know, perspectives change, purpose changes, our attitude changes. We know that that's reality and this is not. And so, you know, I love it. We think of a tree, everything in this realm, a tree, you know, whatever it is, struggling to survive. Think of that. Shows that there's one in another dimension that's not eternal. Eternal life. That's the positive. That's the reality. We're headed back there, back to Him. And that's what He's called us to. So, what is the positive? It's Him. It's eternity. It's His word. And we just say, Lord, give us more of that reality, more of Your vision, as we feel sometimes like we're toiling and struggling in this dimension and racking our heads against the wall, as it were, overcoming things around us. We need that eternal sight, that eternal reality. Lord, let me see that realm. Let me see what You see. And I love, you know, you think of what is positive, what is negative. Just so many examples we could go into the scriptures, but I can't help but think of Joshua and Caleb, you know, the children of Israel. What did all of them see? They saw giants. This is impossible. There's giants. Oh, my goodness. In fact, those giants were so real to them that they saw themselves as grasshoppers. In their own eyes, that's what the scripture says. But there was, Joshua and Caleb said, you know what? The reality is God's word. We are more than able. We are more than able. Amen. You know, and even just thinking about this and going into some things, you know, I love even just the disciples. They asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And even right there, you see just a simple, quick reset. Our Father, which art in heaven. Look up. Hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Just I love that. Just an immediate reset, even with those opening words, you know. So, again, so let's just spend some time on this. And I love in the testimony on a sea, Brother Branham says it's a joining time, a unionizing time. You know, you see that all around us, mergers and just everything, we see this continuing. He says unions are unionizing labor, fussing about it, nations, you got the United Nations, they're uniting, churches are uniting. What's it all showing? Showing that Christ and the bride is fixing to unite. That's what it's speaking of. All these shadows of things are showing the positive coming. So we believe we're in those final moments where time is beginning to wind down. We're blending back into eternity, uniting with eternity, uniting with Him. All these things are shadows of things that are showing the positive coming. Amen. The kingdom of God in the seventh seal, he says, the kingdom of God is coming. It's becoming more from the negative to the positive. More from the negative to the positive. Amen. I love that. He says, we're just drawing closer to God all the time. Amen. So again, as we look into these things, into the scriptures, we just puts us on our knees and we say, Lord, reset my vision. Reset my thinking. Let me have Your heart, Your mind, Your eyes to see what You see, what's positive, not what I see, not with my natural eyes. These senses will deceive us. They'll trick us. They'll cause us all kinds of trouble. But Lord, I need Your eyes to see Your realm and Your reality. That's the positive. Amen. What's true? This is just simple. I know what's true, what's real. Things that is eternal, things that does not pass away. Heaven and earth will, but His word will not. So that's our anchor. That's our reality. That's the positive. Yeah. Amen, amen. trying to do God a service without being the will of God. He says, today he's standing among us in the person of the Holy Ghost, manifesting himself more and more, coming into his church, making himself known, because him and the bride and the groom will be the same, making himself known. And one day you'll see the one that you've filled in your heart and see his identification will become personalized before you. Then you and he are one. You've united with the Word. And the Word that was in the beginning will go back to the beginning. I love that. Which is God. At that day, you'll know that I am in the Father. The Father in me, I in you, you in me. Amen. So glad to see him personifying himself among us. Amen. But you're united with the Word. This is so rich, so real, so beautiful. And I love how he takes this back to the beginning, because when we talk about what is real? What is positive? It's back to the beginning, back to Eden, mm-hmm. back into eternity, where you came from, because you're a part of him. There's only one eternal life, that's God. Yeah. And he has inside of him genes, seeds, attributes that had to be expressed. And here we are, fellowshipping with him, partaking of him. It's all part of his beautiful life, his nature. Amen. Amen. Hope that makes sense. It's a blessing. Just even now, just as we go through this, counting for it, every one of us, that he'll minister these things and give us that refocusing of our hearts and attention. All right, let's turn to First John chapter 1. I love this because I couldn't help but think of this as we were, you know, thinking about the positive, thinking about back into eternity, back into Christ, back into all that he is. 1 John chapter 1 says, that which was from the beginning. Ooh, here we are. That which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes and have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it and bear witness and shown to you that eternal life, which is with the Father and was manifested unto us. Now just pause right there for a minute. So I love how he takes it back to the beginning, now coming into expression, manifested, and we have fellowship. So he's taking us, there's an identification here. Verse 3, that which we've seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, I love that. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. Now, I don't think that's just something that we read. And I mean, he's telling us who we are. Go back to the beginning. Who are we? He says in verse 4, I love this. These things I write unto you, that your joy may be full. Why? Because he's telling us, what have you seen? What has been manifested? And who you're a part of? You're it's there. It's identification. It's just so beautiful. And then go to chapter 5. So while we're in 1 John, go to chapter 5 and verse 20. Yeah. And just kind of a similar, carrying on with that thought there. He says, we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. So we'll stop right there for a minute. What is that understanding? And I would say, what is reality? What is positive? What is truth? He's given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. We are in him that is true. There we go. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You in him, you a part of him, you with him. It's all us in him, and he is, again, it's the positive, which is Christ, his word. Amen. What is true? It's he is. Isaiah, I'll just quote this, a few of these. Isaiah 33:17 says, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. So by his grace, we've been given eyes to see, and there's something inside us that says, yeah, this isn't This isn't right. This isn't who I am. This isn't where I belong. I'm part of another kingdom. It's a heavenly, it's a spiritual kingdom, and there's a reality calling me to that. Amen. Thine eyes shall see the land that is very far off. Let's just turn to Hebrews next. Let's look at a familiar passage there, but I hope this is encouraging. Hebrews 11. And yeah, we'll start. Well, let's just 13. Hebrews 11, 13. I wasn't sure where we wanted to pick that up. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them. Here we go. Having seen them afar off. The positive was more real than the negative. Having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them. Hey, there's something more real than this world. And embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. There we go. This isn't our home. We belong somewhere else. For verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them. He hath prepared for you a city. You say amen to that tonight. Amen. This is not home. That is. This is not positive. That is. Amen. And I love that too in verse, where was it? Verse, which one? Mindful, where was it? 13? 15, thank you. Truly, if they had been mindful of the country, I just love that. They were not mindful because they connected. They were in contact with home, with eternity, with where they belonged. So they were not mindful. That reality ruled over this reality, the positive over the negative. Amen. Philippians 3, verse 20, we know this, but our citizenship, this is the T-Cent translation. Our citizenship is in heaven. And that's again, Philippians 3, verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. Amen. With that identification, with that anchor, with that reality of what's home, what's reality, and being in connection and communion with that reality, no wonder the disciples could say, look on us. They're just a channel. I'm just a channel. But I am in touch with that dimension. I am in touch with the positive. I'm in communication and communion with the positive reality. Look on us. I'm a channel. I'm a vessel for him, for his life, for his spirit. Amen. Hope that's a blessing. Amen. Everything in the entombment message, he says, it's everything on the earth, the beauty, the sweetness, the beauty of the earth is nothing else in the world but an answer to a far better. Yes, a far better. Amen. Sorry, I just lost my spot. Far better than that awaits us when we leave this world, for everything in earth is just the pattern of what's in heaven, of that which is in heaven. Everything that's good, everything that's righteous, everything that's beautiful, trees, birds, everything is just a pattern of what's in heaven. That's the positive. God is positive. His word is positive. His faith is positive. He says our own life is just a pattern. It's just a shadow and not the real thing. It has a beginning. It has an end. He says it's the negative side. It takes death to develop the picture. to take us back in the theophany we come from, then in the resurrection we become in his likeness, a resurrected body. Amen. What a beautiful, not only beautiful, but it's real. It's the solemn truth of God's eternal word that we will be like him. Amen. Don't you love him? It's blending. It's positive, calling us. The positive is home. The positive is real. And you know, we may be going through, again, toils and struggles and challenges in this life, but something inside says, no, this is not it. There's more. There's more. It's the positive. It's him. We're heading back to him. He's calling us and drawing us. Amen. Amen. Sirs, we would see Jesus. He says, Heavenly Father, we would see Jesus. Let him come tonight. Come in the power of your resurrection. I've been long speaking, but just a word or two from you will mean more than anyone could say. And then he says, let God's last manifestation, as he promises, it was in the days of Sodom before the fire fell on the Gentiles, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. The shadow, here we go again, the shadow. The negative and positive coming so close together till after a while there will be a uniting time. Look up. Look up. Eyes off this flesh. Eyes off self. Eyes off this dimension, this world. Look up. He's calling us. We see nations uniting. They're called the UN. Churches uniting. Ecumenical Council uniting. With the Vatican, all the churches uniting together, believers and unbelievers, laborers, unions. He says, oh, let the church wake up and see its uniting time, that Jesus is uniting with his church. Husband and wife, soon the ceremony will take place and they'll become one as he takes his last sign to us. Or, amen, amen. Negative, and the negative is fading, the shadow is fading, the positive is coming. Amen. Lord, let that burn in our hearts again is my prayer. Lord, reset our sight, our thinking. Amen. And as we look into these things, just maybe now taking a different focus for a moment, you know, I'm stimulated. I'm encouraged myself just looking into these things. The Lord just been working with me and reminded me of so many of these things. And I couldn't help but just think of the beauty of that positive. And, you know, we think of the word of God. And so many times we just think of it in a sense of the word of God on a page. But the reality is that word, that spoken word, living word, is always alive and active. It's always coming to pass. He is alive. So that word is traveling. The word is operating. The word is reality and its life. And if we can just remember that and enter into that, you know, if you think of it in one way, the word is constantly coming to pass because it's alive. The word is in the process of becoming fulfilled. It's been spoken by God and it has to come to pass. It is alive because it is him. The word is God. And, you know, to the world around you that looking only with natural sight, they could say the word of God is not coming to pass. But the believer by faith in connected with him, with the eternal, says, no, it is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. The spoken word will, it cannot fail. So prophecy is in process in you and me and all around us. It is coming to pass. Jesus said in John 14, he says, I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Now think about that. Even the Spirit of truth, whom what? The world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. There you go. There's your positive identification. It's him in you. But the world again is looking and saying, we don't see, we don't know that you know, even as 2 Peter 3:3 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. They're looking naturally with natural eyes, and they say nothing's changed. Believer in touch with that positive realm, that positive dimension with him, says, yes, the word is coming to pass. The word cannot fail. It's alive. And he's in, why? Because he's in contact. He's in communion with that reality. Amen. Hope that makes some sense. Hope that helps everybody. Lord, change our vision. Change our thinking. Raise us up higher. Amen. That reality where he is, where his word is alive, the word is active. When we see that, when we are in contact with him, with that reality, that dimension, this one loses its influence. This one loses its power, because I'm tasting and I'm feeding on another word from another dimension. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, thy word is true from the beginning. Thy word is true from the beginning. Can't fail. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Amen. There it is. The word is alive. The word is, it cannot fail. It endures forever. And I love even the one of the many, many blessings that we've been given in this day, to understand that, you know, back in the beginning, when God said, let there be, he spoke it, it has to come to pass. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it was 10 years or 10 million or 10 billion. It is going to come to pass. It cannot fail. Amen. So that word, again, the reality of the word in process, that's the word coming to pass in us, in our lives, in you and me. We see that because we can see him in light, in reality, again, connected with that dimension. So the word is being fulfilled. The word is coming to pass. Where? In you, in me. Amen. I've received it. I'm feeding on it. It's feeding my soul. I say yes to the word of God. And so there's a reality that's anchored there, a true positive reality. Amen. That you are a part of, that's in you and you're a part of him. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. From the message, a trumpet gives an uncertain sound. The word of God has no end because it had no beginning. Amen. There you go. It's eternal with God. And if you're anchored and the word is anchored in you, you're eternal with the word. You are eternal with the word. What's your true identity? It's not this. It's that soul on the inside. And we can begin to rise up and say, I'm not the son of Don and Mary. I'm not I've got eternal life in me. That's the positive. So I'm not looking, you know, the devil can get us so drugged down looking at flesh, looking at self, looking at past. But when we rise above that and we see our true identification, who we're really a part of, then that the whole picture changes. Amen. It's eternal with God. And if you're anchored, the word is anchored in you, you are eternal with the word. Amen. He's talking about all these things. God has to come to an end. These things, it's shaking no matter how big they're building a pillar. It's got to, all these things that's against the word or contrary to it will have to move. It'll have to give place because the word is coming triumphantly. There's nothing can stop it. God has done said so. When he speaks it, heaven and earth will pass away, but it'll never, never fail. Hide that word in your heart. There we go. How to take the word and let it grow. Keep it in your mind always because it will never fail. There we go. Young kids, old kids, everybody in between. Feast on the word. Feed on it. Feed on it. Feed on it. I think that's something the Lord has been just reminding me of through all the things with life, the challenges, just keep feeding on this word. Always, you will not be disappointed. You will not ever regret that. It is life. Can't emphasize that enough. Hide it in your heart. Take that word and let it grow. Keep it in your mind always because it will never fail. God's word will never fail because he said he wouldn't. Amen. So we want to keep on that. Oh my, don't you love him? Just a simple, simple message tonight, I know. I hope it's making some sense, but just wanted to bring these things out and give expression. And Lord, help us, help me to give me a little reset on my thinking, my vision. What's positive? Look to the positive. Stop looking at the negative. This world is, it's passing, it's failing more all the time. But keep your eyes on that eternal reality. That's what's home. That's what's real. That's what we're going back to. Amen. And I love, again, the reality of God's word alive. You know, we know there's the written word. We know there's the spoken word. There's the reality of God himself alive. And we think of even that word traveling, as Brother Bram says, traveling around the earth and entering into that. Now that's a dimension. That's a reality of the word that, Lord, please continue to awaken us to. That I can be so in tune with, so in love with, so in line with you and your word, in communion with you, that I'm partaking of that. I'm entering into your word in that dimension where it's real. It doesn't pass away. That's the beauty of that. It doesn't fade. It doesn't fail. It's alive and it's active. Let us enter into that. Amen. Amen. If you musicians would come, we'll just close with, I want to read that real quick, the last part of that. We know this, that he said, Lord, we might see you again and let you know that the word that you spoke, think of that, is still, here we go, still traveling around and around. Lord, awaken us, quicken that reality. Just like a record, let us move into that record, Lord, today. Let us move in and hear it just like it was coming, not hear it like it was coming secondly, but from a man's mouth, but let the mouth and the person, the people all sitting here become your word. Amen. He says, we are ready to die, Lord, of our own ideas. Are you ready to die of your own ideas? Oh, my goodness. Lord, raise us up, reset our vision, our thinking to the things above. As the scripture says, Philippians 4, you know, whatsoever things are good, you know, think on these things. We're of a good report, etc. It's him. Think on these things, what he has said, what he has called us to. Could we sing Wings of Faith? I just felt like that was a good one for... Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's... There are two roads you may take, one by sight and one by faith. Take the word of God for what you see, what you will be. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Of faith.
What's your need? What's your cry? What's your mountain that's much too high? Speak the word of God, and by and by.
Fly. Sometimes we forget that, I think. You can fly. You were made to fly. Mama Eagle saying, come up higher. Look up higher. Look to me. I am reality. Don't believe your sight. Don't believe your senses, but depend completely on me. I'm reality. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just worship you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the reality of who you are, Lord. And just as we started out earlier, Lord, a prayer for each one is that the reality of who you are would prevail tonight, Lord. Greater than anything of our senses, Lord. That our soul deep inside that responds to your word says, yes, that's the positive. That's who I am. That's who I'm a part of. Part of you, part of eternity. Lord, even tonight, just ask that you'd be glorified, that you'd focus our attention, our hearts, reset us as we have need of, Lord, and just keep our hands in yours, walking with you, Lord, one step at a time, we pray. We give you all praise, all glory, and honor in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.